music you've just heard is our signature tune, specially written for our talking newspaper by Ken Miller. So we've given it the same name, Chatterbox. This is Bob Walker, editor of Chatterbox, and before we get down to the real business, I thought you might like to know a little about how Chatterbox was born. It all began in March 1978 with a meeting at the Social Centre for the Blind, inspired by Ronnie Piggott and Stan Peterson. A committee of willing helpers was formed with Stan as our lively and jolly hard-working chairman, and since then we've all been busy with the help of countless good friends raising the money needed to buy all the necessary equipment. When we reached 3,000 quid, we were ready to go. Each tape lasts an hour, and the most expensive piece of equipment is a machine that will make a lot of copies of the master tape very quickly. That cost about £1,200. We also bought tape recorders to lend to listeners, because we don't want anyone who'd like Chatterbox to go without simply because they haven't a tape recorder. Norwich Lions, bless their kind hearts, made the handsome offer to buy that £1,200 piece of equipment. We expect about 80 people will receive this first edition, which will come by free post, thanks to the goodwill of the post office, once a week from now on. I can't close without saying thank you to the people who run the Ipswich Talking Newspaper, who've given us a lot of useful tips and guidance, and to all those who've given us money and other practical help. We all hope that today's launching of Chatterbox will be the start of a long and successful run. Please don't hesitate to give us your views on what you like or dislike.